Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu, the Joe Hu Radio Show here on BBS Radio. This is my second show with BBS, and I think it's a great thing that BBS is doing to bring talent and experiences to my audience, or all the audiences and all the talents that choose to listen to whatever programs are available, and there's quite a few. So let me tell you a little bit about myself first, if you're a first-time listener to the show or to this show or to the station. My name is Joe Hu. I'm known as a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, it's a form of intuition. Everybody has it. You have it. You know, call it gut feeling. Call it, you know, woman's intuition, second sight, guesses, hunches. That's all part of perceptions. Okay? And it's one of the gifts that we all have as spiritual beings. So we all have it. You know, some people are good doctors. Some people are good lawyers. You know, I'm pretty good at this. When I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes. It's kind of like reading a teleprompter. And if anybody knows about any of that as far as a television station, when you see those guys on the news, you know, they're not reading print. They're reading a little machine that's, you know, the words that they have to speak. And they're either in front of the camera, actually below the camera, with a mirror, and or on the desk that they're sitting at, there's actually one built into the desk. So that's kind of what I do. I see things behind my eyes. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been on radio and television for over 20 years in Chicago and worldwide. I am from Chicago. I was born and raised here. And today is tax day for all of you people, so I hope you got all your taxes in. And I want to state one thing, that because of the horrible tragedy at Virginia Tech yesterday, all of my prayers and all our prayers go to the families. It seems like the media has lost track or lost sight of what it's about. They're trying to turn into a political issue. Unfortunately, it's about the families. It's about the children. You know, it's about the kids. There were like, 30 or 32 that were killed, and not to mention 29-some that were injured. But think of those 32. Think of those families. You know, the people and relatives and friends, they link around the world at least twice. You know, there's an expression, if you know six people, you can link around the world. It's a shame. It's tragic. It's unfortunate. But the thing is, let's not lose sight of what it's about. You know, it's about human beings and that something terrible has happened to. Not a political this or political that. You know, I was really disgusted last night on the news channels when it goes, yes, tonight at 10, and they made it sound like some kind of professional. It just aggravated the hell out of me. Anyway, so please send your prayers to the families of all the people that were injured. Anyway, I want to also tell you that we're going to be doing this. Joe Hu Show will be on every Tuesday evening. West Coast time would be 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Kind of hard to remember, and gosh knows where else all over the world it is. Our call-in numbers, by the way, for those of you in the Americas, are 1-888-876-5227. And if our Canadian friends, it's 1-888-810-8322. And, of course, our direct lines are 530-876-3222. All right, now, what I want to tell you today is when a person calls, you know, if you choose to call in, all I want to hear is your first name and just the month of your birth. And, of course, I might ask you where you're calling from. I have to hear you speak. And I know nothing about astrology. You know, those are two questions you can ask on the air. If it was a private session you were having with me, I would ask you to recite your address, or I'd ask you to recite your phone number, okay? When you're on the radio or you're on the air and you're listening and public is listening, the two things I can ask you that, you know, will not reveal any of your own personal information to anyone would be the month of your birth and where you're calling from, okay? I may once in a while ask you how old you are, and the reason I'm doing that because intuitively I'll see you much different than your chronological age, you know, which is very interesting. You know, a lot of people have a chronological, we all have chronological ages, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever it is. But the personality age could be either older or younger. And sometimes I look at it and it confuses me, so I may ask that. Not often. Trust me, it's very, very rare. But getting back to the intuition that we all have, you know, the sad part about it is we're always taught, ever since childhood, that if we can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. Well, that's a lie, okay? There's a lot of things, you know. Geez, how can I explain this? How many times let's say you'll be sitting home and all of a sudden someone will call in, you know, pop into your head, and all of a sudden maybe, oh, I don't know, half hour later they'll call and go, God, I was just thinking about you. Well, if that happens once a year, I could say that's chance or synchronicity, okay? But it happens far too often to far too many people. And another thing that I wanted to clear up a little bit, you know, a lot of people talk about deja vu. You know, and deja vu is, oh, gosh, you're somewhere or you're in a situation and you have this remarkable memory like, I've done this before. This has happened before. Well, in all my years' experience of being who I am, the one thing I've come to realize and this is kind of like a research that I've been doing for quite some time, that true deja vus aren't that common, believe it or not. They're not that common. What's more common is something I choose to call spontaneous precognition. Well, you say, Joe, what's that? Well, what's happening is actually you're perceiving it a split second before it happens. And therefore, when it happens, it appears to be a memory. And I find that very, very fascinating. And that, to me, proves out more, because deja vus happen, but they're not that common. Spontaneous precognition is. What does that say? It says that we have the ability. The interesting thing is, you know, increase the timeline from the time you perceive it to the time it happens. Then, and that's, you know, you can't teach anyone how to be a psychic or intuitive. You can't teach that. But you can teach people how to bring out the abilities they have. And we all have abilities. You know, some better than others. Some more in tune than others. But we all have them. You know, it has saved many people many, many things. And unfortunately, we don't listen to them. That's what I was kind of hoping people would do more. And I'm trying to tell people, listen to it more. Because your first feeling, your gut feeling, you call it your gut reaction or your gut or your hunches, you know, whatever you want to call them, it's the same thing. Let's say you're at work and you have to make a business decision. And, you know, you try to go by all the analytical things you've been taught, okay? And you have your interest, you have your gut feeling, you have your hunch. Well, I can't go by that. That's just me. I can't go by that. All right, I'm going to go by this. And let's say you chose the business plan or whatever's supposed to be done, and you realize that your decision was actually the right one in the first place. But you say, well, why didn't I listen to it? Because we're always taught not to rely on that. And that's a complete reversal to man. You know, early man did it all the time. You know, we communed, we talked, we had our imaginations running. So today's a little bit harder. And the world today is in a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of upheaval in the world. And people are trying to make a connection between the upheaval and the Mayan calendar. And I find that very interesting and fascinating. But, you know, there's a lot of other things going on. There seems to be a very, oh boy, I think there's a, I don't want to be a doomsayer, but I've been telling people this since about 1989, 80, probably 87, that these times are going to be very, very tough for us. And we'll get through them, but it's going to be tough. You know, we'll probably come out victorious. You know, I see that. But it's going to be tough. And I don't just mean the people of the United States. I mean the people of the world. There's a shifting, a paradigm shifting. But before that happens, there has to be a cleansing of the house. And that's what's going to be taking place. You know, you can see the signs growing now in interesting little ways. I mean, it's as small as your neighbor, your next-door neighbor, or as grand as, you know, nation against nation. So it's very interesting what's going on. And we'll talk about that a little bit tonight, and I'll give you some clues about what that's about. Hi, caller. Can I have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Jeannie.
And Jeannie, just a month of your birth?
June.
And where are you calling from?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay, well, you're a very energetic person, Jeannie. There's something very familiar about you, too. I'm not quite sure what that is. You're a very energetic person. You're the kind of person that cannot stand to be bored. I mean, you've got your quiet time. I understand that. But you always keep yourself very, very progressive. And as a result of those things, you're definitely a leader, not a follower. And you have strength that people are drawn to. And as a personality, you like people, or, you know, you dislike them. You're kind to everybody, and you have your own opinions. That's what your life is about. But you have a lot of paths that you've traveled. And the most amazing thing is you're not even halfway done yet.
On this life or all my life?
This life.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it's interesting you say all my lives. You know, do you think when you pass on from this one, this is going to be your last one? Is that what you think?
Oh, no. I think I have more to come.
Boy, and how you do. You do. You know, it's really funny. You know, we're given a lesson. And there's really no intuitive that can tell you what your lesson is. If they say I don't believe that to be true. We might be able to tell you little parts of your lesson, all right? But understand, because you have free will, let's say you pass on, Jeannie, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they say, hey, Jeannie, you made it. Welcome. And you go, okay, cool. Now what, you know? So, well, let's say you go on to the next level. You know, because there are 12 levels. And you have to really think about this. To sit before the center, if you believe one lifetime is going to do it, that's vain and arrogant. That's like having a child in kindergarten and trying to give him a college curriculum. He's not going to learn anything.
Yeah,
so, you know, Jeannie's up there. That's right. And Jeannie, you're saying, okay, well, what do I do? Well, you move on, you know, or you can wait, you know, because you look down and say, God, there's this one and that one and this one and that one. What should I do? And you're given free will. You're always given choices. So you'll say, well, you know what, I want to come back because I want to help others through. Because you can actually help other people with karma. You can actually help people through, because we do it all the time. That's part of the human experience. And you're definitely, you're not on a fast track or a slow track. You're going to do it when you're ready. And that'll be your choice. But you will be back.
Okay.
okay? Because there's something in you you haven't done yet. And what that is, you're going to think I'm totally insane, but what that is you need to write your story.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And I have thought about that.
Well, trust me, you're the kind of person, once you put your mind to it, you'll do it. But you keep putting it off for some reason.
Okay.
And it's interesting enough, and you can do it well enough to put it in a very concise form that's actually entertaining and enlightening. Because you had your major changes, you know, that changed you in this life probably about 20 years ago.
Okay.
Okay?
That's true.
Yes, I know it's true. That's what I see. like you're talking, Jeannie. I'm seeing these things. Okay?
Okay.
You have a question?
Just about my daughter. She's been having a lot of pain.
Name.
She was hit
let
by a truck driver. And do you see her getting well here soon?
Well, Jeannie, let me have her first name.
Carrie.
And just the month of her birth.
The month she was born in?
Just a month, yeah.
November.
Doesn't matter anyway. Listen, she is, what's interesting, there's a lot of toxicity in her system, all right, and there's a lot of acidity. And those two things together really kind of bother me because it's almost like part of her body's attacking itself. What did you say she had?
She was hit by a drunk driver, and she's got rods and screws and stuff in the back of her head. And
okay,
got a
okay.
Lot of health issues.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow recovery. She'll be fine. The one thing you have to understand, when your daughter does something, it's when she gets angry.
Yes.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Her energy level, when she gets angry, increases. All right? And I don't want you to intentionally make her angry. What I want you to do is intentionally try to get her system increased to where she's going to get better. I mean, she will get better. It's a slow process because she's not a person that's going to sit still and do nothing. But there's a lot of toxicity and acidity in her system, and I'm wondering what kind of medication she's on.
She's on some heavy painkillers.
Okay. But there's something else they're giving besides painkillers. She on antibiotics of any kind?
I think she is right now.
Okay. Keep an eye on her because there seems to be a little bit of a reaction going on.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that's my concern.
Okay.
All right.
You
can ask the doctor about it also.
Today.
Pardon me?
I think she was just going to start some today for a head cold or something.
Okay, well, keep an eye on her, okay? She'll get
okay.
through this, but like I said, you've got to get her, you know how stubborn she can be when she wants to be. Get that thing. You know, you've got to do this.
Stubborn isn't the word, but it's
well, I'm like being nice. She's stubborn.
Yeah.
You and her will either be best friends or you'll butt heads. There'll be no middle ground.
That's true.
Okay.
Very true.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're
you
very
good.
Good.
Well, thank you. I've been around for a long time.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'll be listening to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And for those of you, I do have a website, and it's very simple. It's just johu.com. It's J-O-E-W-H-O, all one word, .com. And if you want to email me, you can email me at joe@johu.com. So that's not real hard, okay? So the website is johu.com or www.johu, which is all one word, J-O-E-W-H-O, johu.com. I've had the name for years. And I told a story last week, and I don't really want to tell it again right now. And again, the email is joe@johu.com. I can never remember what they call that curly QA. I can never remember that. But, you know, because we have this ability, or I have this ability, we all have the ability, it doesn't make me any different or any strange or any special person or any, you know, it's just one of the gifts that the Creator gave us. He gave us a lot of gifts, you know, and that's what we do. And that's as simple as that. But you have to understand that, you know, this is one of the rights we have. We're spiritual beings trying to understand what it's like to be human. And you know what? It ain't that easy, is it? Hi, caller. You're on with Joe.
Hello, Joe. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Month only of your birth, please.
April.
Okay. All right. Brian, I would call you a person who's extremely emotional, okay? And I think you're walking around with an awful lot of emotional baggage. What I'm picking up is a person that, you know, it's like you, every time you try to go forward, Brian, someone's holding your shirt tails. And it's like, you know, like you're walking on ice or something, and you're slipping, and someone's holding you from going forward. And a lot of that is past stuff, you know, in this lifetime, not past lifetimes, this lifetime. You've got an interesting, you know, you're an interesting personality. But the thing is, you don't have a wall around you. You kind of got a fence, and that's protection. You have a hard time with trust issues, and that's learned behavior. You know, I mean, we don't come in the world. We're not born in this world with distrust. In this lifetime, you know, there are things that are learned behavior. And there's some of that around you. And right now I see you packing and unpacking boxes. When I see that in someone, it's always transition.
Yeah, we just moved.
Okay.
Where'd
you move from?
Moved. Yeah.
Yeah, but besides that, you're in transition. But where'd you move from?
What's that?
Where did you move from?
We just moved here in town from one part to another.
Oh, okay. And you're calling, can I ask where you're calling from?
I'm here in Indiana.
Oh, you're in Indiana. Oh, you're not far from me.
No, not at all.
Where in Indiana are you?
Lafayette.
Oh, you're in Lafayette. I've got friends in Michigan City.
Oh, that's cool. That's
I also have friends in Lafayette. I was immortalized in a comic book. You know that? I was immortalized in a comic book, and the artist who did it lives in Lafayette. What's your question, my friend?
I don't know. Can you tap into a future life?
I beg your pardon?
Can you tap into a future life?
I have a real hard time with future lives.
Okay.
I personally don't believe in them. I've had lengthy discussions with Dr. Brian Weiss, who wrote the book Many Lives, Many Masters.
Right.
He's been on my guest many times in Chicago, and I know because the future isn't static, you know, I can see future things going on, but as far as future lives, I don't see them. How can I say this? In all the years that I've talked to people, and I've talked to thousands of people, from all walks of life, from all countries in the world, basically all of them, and the interesting thing is I've never talked to anyone who was either an animal, okay, like transmigratory reincarnation. Some people believe in that. I've never had an experience where someone who sat or I've talked to has actually, I can see them as something besides human, number one. And number two, I've never seen anyone or even glimpsed at or even looked at future lives, and I've tried. So I believe personally that they don't exist the way a lot of people want you to think they do. And like I said, I've had many discussions with Dr. Brian Weiss, and he doesn't disagree with me. He really doesn't. You know, but he wrote about it for a specific reason. You know, I asked him if he ever had experiences with patients that he actually brought into future lives. And he said, well, he had, you know, some, but he wasn't sure if they were, you know, imagination or for real.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's something you see clairvoyantly, it's very real.
So the gift that you have...
I can tell you this. You had a very strong past. There's a very strong connection to you to either England or Ireland. To me, they look the same. I have a hard time with those two.
Yeah, thank you.
I can tell you it was around the 16th.
Yeah, that would be great. Go ahead.
I can tell you it was around the 16th century.
Huh. Interesting. Was I like a nun or an abbot? Or?
No, you're just a normal person. You know, it was a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of turmoil when you were there. You weren't there long. That life was not a long life.
Yeah.
So have you ever been to England?
No, I haven't.
If you ever go and you're to the south of London, you will definitely have a deja vu because you'll remember once you're there. You'll remember. You'll say,
I gotta tell you, Joe, the connection that I have very strong. My dreams are very vividly. I dream in color all the time. And I have a strong connection with that realm. I can, I know I'm probably tapping into past lives in my dreams.
Of course you are.
A lot of things. I know I am. It's just it's amazing because I allow myself, I open myself to that.
And, sure.
It feels great. I mean, that's probably one of my favorite times is to sleep because I see so clearly.
You know what else?
My mind is so, I have like a mega mind. I can retain so much out of memory of the past. It's just amazing.
Good for you, because I can't remember what I ate yesterday. You know, but here's an interesting thing you just said. You know, everybody has dreams, all right? There's normal dreams, and then we have these dreams that are not only remarkably clear, they're familiar, they have a reality feeling to them that we can't really explain.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think those are?
Exactly.
Those are, like you say, you're getting glimpses of past memories.
And a lot of
now,
people think
it's also, you know, another thing that a lot of people do and they don't realize, you know how many people astral project in their sleep and they don't even know it?
Probably all the time, yeah.
Many. You ever go to bed sometimes and wake up a lot more tired than you went to sleep? Not because you had a bad night's sleep, you think you do, but a lot of times people are traveling. You know, a lot of that. But, you know, the fact that you have that, but don't forget, too, you're what I consider an old soul. So, you know, old souls are emotional, creative. You know, what excites you today will bore you next week. You know, sometimes it'll look
something.
And we usually do better in, what? We usually do better in the evening.
Yeah, that's true. I'm kind of a night person.
Yes. Old souls tend to do better in the evening hours. You have an amazing a creative side to you. You know, and unfortunately, growing up as a child, the creative side of you wasn't as catered to as much as it should be.
I know. I was restrained somewhat.
I wasn't. No kidding. I just said that.
It kind of sucks, but...
You know, but you can make those changes. You can definitely make those changes.
I just have to have the confidence to move forward.
Open the gate on your fence. You know, confidence comes from within.
Yes.
You know, negativity and lack of confidence and fear and all that. Those, a lot of those are learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a truism too, my friend, all my listeners. 90% of what we know as human beings, we know by the time we're 12. And guess where we know it from? Our environment and our surroundings.
That's true.
Okay? So there's things inside you, and a lot of them that don't belong to you, and things that are yours. So you need to do a little mental house cleaning. Get rid of the things and concepts that are put in your head that are not you. You know, when you said your dream, you know, your dreams, you enjoy, you look forward to your dreams because
yes.
of the adventures you have.
It's like an escape,
you know?
An adventure, yes.
That's right. Make, you know, bring those adventures to your waking hours.
Okay.
You're a young guy. You're not an old guy.
No, not at all.
I know you're not. All right?
My statement to you, my friend, is just God bless him for the work that you do.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much, and same to you.
All righty, man. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. See how amazing we are as human beings? See the diversities we have? You know, I have heard, oh, boy, the people I've talked to, I've heard the same story hundreds of times. That's not unique. You know what's unique is the person, the individuality of the individuals that we are. And I find that the most remarkable, because we've all had trials, we've all had tribulations, we all have horrors. You know, I'll give an example. 4 weeks ago, actually, yeah, about 3.5 weeks ago, I had a session with a lady and her son, and she, you know, her son lived downstairs, really, really nice people, and he was diagnosed with cancer on his liver, but he didn't see it to be cancer. And when I had my session with him, I said, well, I see these nodules. I said, they don't look good. I said, they don't look like typical cancer. I really don't know. But I do know that you have to follow what the doctor says. But what I actually saw was that, and it frightened me. And what I don't want to do is scare people, you know, because it's something called self-fulfilling prophecy. So I says, you go to the doctor, and you follow the things he says. Well, that was 3.5 weeks ago. He's passed away yesterday. He passed away 2 days ago. And his mom called me. You know, and the gentleman was 40 years old. He wasn't old. You know, there's things, there's responsibilities that come with what we do. And when it comes to, people say, what am I going to do? I don't look at death, but when I see it, you know, you can't blatantly tell someone, oh, you're going to die next week. You can't do that. Because you can actually, it's called self-fulfilling prophecy. You can bring that to you. In fact, there's a great book called The Extraordinary Healing Power of Ordinary Things. It's a great book. But so I would tell people, well, you need to see a doctor. I see a problem, you know, in the lower part of your abdomen or something like that. I will see that. Not always, but I don't see it. How can I put this? I see it empathically. In other words, I get the feeling of the pain or I get the feeling of the problem. But there is responsibility, you know. And what we try to do is I'll tell people what I see. I have no problem with that. But the one thing I don't want to do is shock them, you know. I mean, I've heard some horror stories of intuitive to say, well, you know, I'll give another example. This lady, she's a remarkable woman. She lost her husband. He died very, very young. And she never remarried. Very lonely woman. Very sweet woman. And she saw some intuitive person that said, oh, you're going to, you know, if your husband is alive, you've been divorced already, and you're going to be going to the East Coast and meeting a guy from Boston, which none of that's true. I don't see any of that. Never saw any of that. You know, of course, none of that happened, you know, and what upset her was that he said it would have been, you know, divorced them anyway. And she's so totally in love with him. You know, she communes with him every day. I try to work with her to say, look, he doesn't want you to just sit here and not do anything. You need to find another person in your life, and he'll put someone in your way if you open the door and allow him in. So, you know, there's a responsibility with who we are. We have to be responsible to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, to our cities, to our country, to our world. And don't be surprised of the things you're being fed. There's a lot of BS of what we're being fed, excuse my English, but it's true. Global warming. I know you all believe in global warming. I know that. It's been pumped down my throat, too, but I did research. I've done a lot of research. And there are more scientists who disagree with it. They fail to mention responsible for this, too. The biggest greenhouse gases, the biggest cause of carbon dioxide is the oceans. You know, between 5,000 B.C. and 2,000 B.C., we were 7 degrees warmer. It wasn't because of the cars. It wasn't because of excessive cows farting all over the place. Okay? It was the sun. The sun is a cyclic. We're not a static planet. And then in the 1300s, Europe was amazing growth and crops and all that. You know, and they called Greenland because it was green. Okay? This is something that's cyclic. Man has very little to do with it. Very little. You know, and here's another thing that science doesn't tell you unless you go looking and digging. The planets have been warming up. The ice caps on Mars in the past 2 years have melted almost 10 feet. That's not our SUVs. That's our S-U-N. And but there's a more sinister reason why this is being told to us. You know, we're being manipulated on grand scales. And we as spiritual beings have to look at this. You know, there's always a battle between good and evil, or positive and negative. The universe is made up of positive and negative forces. You can't have one without the other. It's impossible. That's part of the way the planet was set up. Now, I've had to tell people that they choose not to, you know, take any part in this. They choose to live their life totally in the spiritual. Well, you know what? That isn't right either. To be a well-rounded human being and a spiritual being, you have to keep one foot on the ground and one foot in spirituality. You have to have them both. You know? You have to have them both. Otherwise, you're living a fantasy. It's beautiful. But what responsibility do you have to the place you live? But the reason for this, and I'm going to call it propaganda because that's what it is, because they're not telling you. You know, they're not telling you the scientists that are suing Gore because they want their names off that film. Okay? They're not telling you that there's so many things they're not telling you. You don't have to take my word for it. You can say, "Oh, Joe, you're full of hot air." Great, good, I love it. But do your own research. And not on blogs on the internet, because there's a lot of blogs that are full of beans too. You know that. You know, it's like the desert, the uncharted territory. There's different things you do. And I've talked to scientists, and I've had them on other shows that I've done. It's the sun. It's cyclic. The Earth goes through these type of things. We're not a dead planet. And how can you explain, Mr. Gore, the melting of the Mars ice caps and the planet, fact that they know the planets are getting warmer? They've got measurements of that. I heard a person on a well-respected television show, supposedly a scientist, says it's the warmest it's been in our world in 400,000 years, which is a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie. Okay? So as spiritual beings, we're the keepers of the planet. We're the keepers of our system. We're the ones who have to get involved. You know, believe it or not, we're all connected. In one form or another, we're all connected. Well, at least 97% of us are. And you say, what do you mean by that? Well, in all the years, and I've been doing this since I was like 6 years old. I mean, I've probably longer than that, but I can remember as far back as 5 years old. And I've always had this ability. I used to ask my mom, and she used to say, don't tell people, they'll make fun of us, you know. And I don't know, I just kept it inside. And then in high school, you know, my yearbook, they used to call me Joe the Medium. But because we're spiritual beings, it's our responsibility to take care and to watch our planet. Also, when I say 97% of us are, because 97% of people are basically good people, okay, very good, but 3% are evil. I mean pure evil. I don't mean bad, I mean evil. Everybody does bad things, you know? I mean evil, and the strangest thing is that they don't really know they're evil, not in a conscious way. So if you take 3% of the world population, that's over, what, 200 million people? And a lot of them are places of power and control. You know, they're in business, I'm sure they're in the clergy, they're in everything. And where good lies, evil hides. And what does evil do most of all? It lies, it deceives, it keeps people scattered. So this paradigm shift that I believe is going to take place very soon, I think things are going to start calming down around 2008 to 2009. 2012, you know, the Mayan calendar, I think, you know, but 2009, things are going to, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And as spiritual beings, we need to stick together, and we have to do that. And if we can all, you know what we can do? I'll tell you how powerful we are. If we can get a million people, let's say at one time, you know, one specific time, like 9 o'clock at night, you know, whatever time zone you're in. If we all can do it at one time, a million people, and just close our eyes, take the phones off the hook, sit quietly, and visualize the planet healing, and we can actually make that happen. We can actually make that happen. That is a fear that a lot of organizations, and God knows what they are in control, don't want us to do. That's why we're kept static. Are you familiar with something called Corellian photography? It was invented by a Russian guy. Now, not aura photography, that you know you go to the intuitive fairs and psychic fairs and have aura photography. Corellian photography actually measures your energy field in a remarkable way. You can actually film it. And it was interesting experiments done. On people. It was an amazing emanation. It kind of looks like cloudy electricity. It's beautiful to watch. And the most amazing thing is they tried it with plants. Plants are living. Plants are alive. They also give off the same energy. But what they did, a couple things they did that was remarkably interesting, they took a leaf, you know, of a plant. They had, and they're filming this, and you see the corallian. You don't see the leaf, but you see the outline of the leaf in this energy field. It's really, really neat. And then they cut the leaf, and they removed half a leaf. Did you know that the energy field was still the entire leaf and it slowly faded to just the half a leaf? What is that telling you? number one. Number two, they've also done it with human beings that have had to have a leg amputated, and they got permission to do it. And and you can actually see the outline of the person's leg or foot or arm, whatever they had to amputate, of the Corellian photography of the whole arm, and then slowly it faded away. So we're emanating all this energy. If we can direct that, amazing what we can do. And by the way, think about electricity for a minute. Do you know that the nerve impulses in our bodies travel about 252 miles an hour? Pretty quick, huh? You know, and when it's in your body, it's very, very quick. And how much does electricity weigh? How much does electricity weigh? Gee whiz, can anyone tell me? Science is kind of fickle. Science says there's no such thing as intuition, really. Scientists know what gravity does. Scientists do not know what gravity is. Scientists know what electricity does. Scientists do not know what electricity is. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating, isn't it? Fact. Also, you know what else medical science and science doesn't understand? Our eyes are wired for two-dimensional vision, but our brain perceives three. Scientists do not understand how that synopsis takes place. They have no knowledge. And then people sit there and tell me there's no creator or it's evolution. There's so much. We're such remarkable beings. And more scientists today are agreeing there is an order in the universe. Oh, and scientists also admit 90% of the universe is dark matter. In other words, it's an energy. They can't figure out where it's coming from. Could it be the center? My friends, I've been intuitive, but I've got a lot of education behind me, believe it or not. Okay, I've been in robotics engineering. I used to work for the Defense Department in top secret military projects, yada, yada, yada. I also have a degree in music, and I used to perform when I was younger, when I was a kid. I used to sing and do a lot of theater work. Intuition, I always was. Always intuitive. To me, it was no big deal. You know, it's like this. It's like, you know, walking. But the point is, if they should teach classes in school of how to come in touch with your higher self, not religion, not religiously. You know, religion is man-made. I'm not condemning religion, but religion is made by man. And how many people out there know a lot of people who say they're religious, you know, and do something quite different? You know, some people, I get the impression that to me that religion is where some people is like a coat you wear. You know, a lot of people, I'm sure we all know people with a hell of a lot of religion and no faith. It's your spirituality that's strong. And even in the Bible, it says you are the church, the church is within you. You know, whatever your religious beliefs are, you know, that's not the point. The point is things that are made by man and things that come from God or come from the center, whatever you want to call it, all right? So we have all these great things about us, and we're kept scattered. Oh, gosh, you want to experience some really interesting things? Can any of you out there shut your electricity off for 24 hours and just, you know, try to live that way for 24 hours? How hard that would be? You have to revert to candles and talking, because you wouldn't have your video games, you wouldn't have your television, you wouldn't have your radio. Wouldn't that be interesting? Think of the settlers. What did they have? Even earlier than that. They had each other. They had their spiritual sides. They had their ability to commune. They had their ability to look at the stars and allow their imagination to run, to go. And understand that your, you know, intuition is an emotional response. It's on the same side of the brain. So when anyone is in a heightened state of emotion, whether it's going to be anger or happiness, whatever, your ability to perceive is higher. Goes up accordingly. And people who get it and deny it, can't be. Well, yes, it can. And, you know, so I want you guys to all understand that. So we're in a very interesting place in our history right now. And, you know, and I'm sure we all see the signs. If you don't, then you choose not to look. And it's going to be interesting to see. And we're living in very, you know, there are 6 billion souls on this planet right now, and we're here to witness something. Gee whiz, what do you think that is? So, all these things are remarkable. We as people are remarkable. And I truly love people. Because, you know, we are the hope. We are the ones that are supposed to move on. We are the ones who are supposed to be, you know, in control, not be controlled. But we're kept scattered, intentionally or otherwise. Intentionally or otherwise. Take this horrible tragedy. the student who they, you know, who I guess they say did it, you know, has his writings were bizarre. He was under a psychiatric care, all right. And now they're gonna, now you're gonna see forces to try making a gun issue. It's not a gun issue. It wasn't a gun who did it. It was him who did it. If he didn't have a gun, he'd have explosives or he'd have something. What I don't understand, and I really don't understand, it's a big campus. I mean, it's a beautiful campus. And a friend of mine, my friend's wife, graduated from there, and she knew one of the professors that was killed, because he called me this morning. And he told me the story that it was an old man, about 8 years old, trying to hold the door shut so the kids can get out the window. And he was 8 years old, and he was a Holocaust victim. And, of course, when the kid got in, he killed him, and who else he killed. But, you know, in, even in high schools, in the cities, in Chicago, they have high schools with metal detectors in them when you walk through. Just like when you walk through, you know, you go through a Walmart or you go through a, you know, anything like that. If you've got this little tag and you stole something, it's going to send a beeper off. Well, they got metal detectors in schools now. It's a shame that we've evolved to that type of society. Ah, but, you can't blame the apparatus. You know, you have to blame what's going on in the person. You have to, there's so many things here. Karma, I mean, if you look at it on a spiritual level, you know, was this a defective spirit? Ah, was this an evil person hiding in a good person? Was this person truly biologically ill? There's a lot of things going on here. But everybody's quick to judge. It's that remarkably complex. If you sit back and try to figure out how, or try to understand how complex we are, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's why it takes a lot more than one lifetime to be able to have the knowledge to sit in the center, to sit before God, to have that knowledge. And whatever you call God, whatever you conceive him to be, you know, there's thousands of religions out there, hundreds of religions, but there's only one center. Not many, there's one. That's why you have all these lifetimes, all these experiences, to be able to gain the knowledge, to have the ability and the knowledge to sit before the center of all that is all. So it's a working process. And, of course, we have trials and tribulations. You know, I mean, we walk many paths in this life. Some lead home and some don't. That's part of the human experience. My gosh, what an interesting thing to think about. And also, because we have the greatest gift, the center gave us the greatest gift of all as human beings, gave us the greatest gift, and what is that? Free will. Stepped aside for our free will. Unfortunately, man comes between us and the center to try and manipulate that free will. You have the right to, in the United States, the right to liberty and pursuit of happiness. Only what we give you, only what we tell you right now that you can do. All right, oh, okay. I mean, some of my older audience out there, you know, they're shaking their heads because they remember what it was like when they were kids. It's totally different than kids. You know, children today have a lot of problems. They've got a lot of things. I mean, they're, you know, life is harder. We had it hard. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying the older people didn't have it hard. You know, I'm no young spring chicken. but the most amazing thing is our lives seem to be more simpler. It seems like our lives are getting more complex. There's more things, more technology, more, gosh, I can't even keep track of it. You know, when the computer's on the drawing board, by the time you get the new computer, it's already obsolete. That's how fast we're going in technology. You know, we've got this amazing science, but it's godless science. They took God out of science. Big mistake. So we have all these things keeping us scattered. And some of us fall right into the trap. I do. I have to admit it. I do. You know, I like my stereo. I mean, I like my TV. I don't watch television very much because it aggravates the heck out of me to do it. Because what I hear and what's real isn't the same thing. That's another thing about anybody who's intuitive, who's good at being, you know, being intuitive. You know that when I hear a person talking on television, and I'm not talking about the news guys, because they're talents. They're talents. That's what they are. You know, so you think that these people behind that television camera are learned people? They're talents. You know, the news is put on the teleprompters and they read it. They might do some research. Some do. I don't doubt that they do. But a lot of them just read what's on that teleprompter. And the teleprompter, and there's one person, there's one little lady or guy in another room who's controlling a little dial to how fast or how slow that teleprompter moves. And he has to read it that way. Trust me, I've done it. It's a pain in the butt, but I've done it. Okay? So, you know, but when I hear certain figures who come across as authorities or saying they're reverends and they're not, you see, That's the type of things you have to look at. That's the research we have to do. Don't believe the things you hear in the media. Do your own research. Hi, you're on with Joe.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello. How are you this week?
Fine. I can hardly hear you.
Oh. Is that better?
Yes. May I have your name?
Yes, it's Alexis.
Oh, hi, Alexis. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Did you call last week?
I did.
Yes, I remember the name. And what's the month of your birth, Alexis?
September.
Okay. What can I do for you tonight?
Pardon me?
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I wanted to thank you for last week. I got a lot of clearing done from that.
Well,
and
thank you.
I wondered if you had anything else to tell me.
Well, first of all, you understand that you've done a lot of clearing. That's true. It's like cleaning that closet you want to get to and never get to. or that kitchen drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the junk kitchen drawer that we all have. Well,
yeah.
you're finally doing it. And the most amazing thing about you is that you do have an order about you, but for some reason, because of outside influences, you let that order fall by the wayside, and you're regaining control of that order. And that, you know, not the spiritual order, because your spiritual order is fine, you know, but it's a part of the order that we have to do in our everyday lives.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and I think you're integrating, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, Alexis, you need to integrate both of those sides.
Okay.
You know, and you kind of left one for a while, and I knew that because you needed it to break away. You needed to take that break. You needed to pull away from all that negativity. I know what happened. Okay. Well,
yeah,
now you have to reintegrate with that.
I was concentrating more on my spiritual growth than anything around me.
That's true.
But
yeah. Yes, but now you have to reintegrate with the world too, because you're part of that too. You know, but and I know your spiritual self was there. But when you had to reconnect with it, or try to define it better, or try to find where it was with you. You understand at what level you were at, and you did what you had to do with that. I have no problem with that because you're very good at that. But part of the reason you went there was because of what happened, you know, on the earth itself, going on, and, you know, you as just a normal person. So you've risen above that. You've done a lot of house cleaning, like you've said, which has been a running process for quite a while with you. And now you're integrating back with the earth. So now you'll be a complete circle, and you'll be totally whole. Now there's always going to be things going on, obviously. But the perspective for you will be a lot stronger. And believe it or not, Alexis, your own intuition will be a lot more focused.
Okay, good. Good. I'm trying
you know
to
that.
A couple of dreams I had, but I don't...
Go ahead. What'd you say? Want to talk about a couple of dreams?
Excuse me. Pardon?
Did you say you wanted to talk about a couple of dreams?
Well, I've been having a lot of dreams.
Oh, yes.
And
you will.
Yeah. And
once you start to integrate...
Most of my dreams that are clear like that are future events, not past lives.
Okay.
I was listening to you speak to the other guy on the phone there, and his dreams are past lives, but mine are future events.
Future and events, not future lives.
Pardon me?
Future events or future lives?
Future, well, usually future events.
Okay. That I can agree with, because that's, you know, that's...
Pardon?
Future events I have no problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
yeah.
People say, "Well, how can you see them?" You know.
I think what's that? You know, a lot of them are warnings. A lot of them are just things that are going to happen.
You know, you're very right, Alexis. I had a friend who was a very analytical client, who was a very, very analytical young man. Okay, I mean, his wife is a PhD. He's got some degrees. I mean, you know how these, right? And he called me up and he said, "Joe, I'm fearful." And I go, "Why?" He said, "I had the most remarkable dream." He said, "But it wasn't a dream." And I go, "Really?" He says, "No, Joe, I know a dream, and I know something that's different than a dream." And I said, "What did you dream?" He said, "What happened was I was looking, I saw a Learjet or a small jet that had a nuclear weapon, and I watched it explode over a city. And it said, it frightened me so much, I tried to find my wife, and I looked at the, you know," and he said, "it was horrible." And he woke up, he said, "I woke up in a cold sweat and a panic, and I looked at the clock, and the clock said 411. Okay, and you know he said, "Well, it could have been a date because it was after that." I said, "No. What about, you know, what do you dial when you need information? You dial 411." And it was possible, but I have no qualms that this man had an intuitive or precognitive dream. You know, a lot of people, precognitive dreams are a lot more common, Alexis, than people think. You know that.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I've gotten to the point where I can decipher. You know, I can differentiate which ones are and which ones are just dreams.
That's right. There's a difference.
Which ones are showing me I've got something to work on, or, you know, or other things. Like I've narrowed down several things in, you know, when I dream those certain things, then certain events are imminent.
Because you're perceiving them.
I know why my kids are all going to get in trouble.
You know what? There's two ways. You know what, Alexis? I always tell my clients, there's two ways you can raise a child. You can either guide your child through life or you can lead them through life. If you guide your child through life, they will develop as normal, well-rounded human beings and children. If you lead them through life, you will make them an extension of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people need to think about that.
I think I gave mine too much freedom sometimes.
No, I think you did the right thing.
Oh, okay.
I think you're a pushover with one of them.
Well, I was, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that's just the way it is.
I'm learning how to say no.
Well, you know, it's hard to say no because we want. You know, we want. If I could, I would say yes to everybody. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I try to do it as much as I can. But I learned to say no. It's hard, but I do, and it's not because I want to say no to be vindictive. It's just it's beyond my ability. So why should I try and do it, you know, or overstep my bounds?
Exactly.
You know, no isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alexis.
Okay,
thank you for the call.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. You have a wonderful evening now.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
See, there's now Alexis is a remarkable woman. You know, she's reconnecting. She decided that she got into her spiritual side much higher to probably identify things about herself and her own abilities and kind of like to take a little sabbatical from what the stresses were of the planet, of the Earth, of what was going on in her life. Well, she got the order back, and now she's reconfiguring and reconnecting. So, to have, like I said, one foot on the ground and one foot in spirituality, because that's what we need to do. You go, that's absolutely what we need to do. If we don't, you know, I don't know. I just think we're in trouble. But as far as precognitive dreams, you know what I tell my clients and my classes? You know what's amazing? I'll tell you the reality of something that's imaginary and something that's real. I mean, now, if you follow me, you might understand this. I want you to close your eyes, okay, all my listeners, just close your eyes, and I want you to picture a beautiful big sky, big blue sky, all right? Now I want you to picture a gigantic hot dog with wings. I want you to visualize that now. All right, a gigantic hot dog with wings. All right, now, good. Got that? Okay. Now, keep your eyes closed. Now I want you to visualize your bedroom when you were a little boy or a little girl. I want you to visualize your bedroom when you were a little boy or you were a little girl, or your bedroom now. Okay? You got that? Now, do you feel, I know you know the difference between what's real because of the hot dog and what's real as far as your bedroom, but did you get the feeling I wanted you to come in touch with? Not necessarily the visualization, but the feeling, that reality feeling. All right? That's the difference between imagination and precognition, or intuition, or all the other terminologies. You see? There's a certain feeling of reality, just like there is with dreams. There are dreams that are dreams, and there are dreams that aren't. Isn't that remarkable? If you sit back and think just how remarkable we are as human beings and as spiritual beings, and it's just as remarkable that we're not paying more attention to that. Well, the people listen to these shows, I'm sure, do. So how do we spread the word? How do we let people in on this? How do we bring it to their attention without becoming a cult? And by the way, that's another story we need to talk about. I'm going to write to somebody else because next week I'm going to talk to you about cults and how they find spiritual beings to get into their cults. Okay? And you'll be surprised at what I will tell you. But how do we bring this knowledge forth to other people? You know? Remember that? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? Well, hallelujah, that's true. So how can we do it? You can tell somebody something to their blue in the face, it doesn't mean a thing. But if you can make them see it themselves or feel it themselves, then the work is done. That's the hard part. Sometimes people's doors are so closed, you know, with a crowbar you can't open them. But if you get it just a tiny bit open, just a little bit of light come through, eventually that starts the ball rolling. And I think that's a remarkable thing. I think it's so important. I think it's just a tremendous, tremendous thing. I want to give you out my website again. It's www.johu, J-O-E-W-H-O, it's all one word, .com. So it's johu.com. In fact, I don't think you have to put www anymore. I think the computers do that. But it's www.johu.com. All right? And my email address, if you want to email me, is joe@johu.com. You know what that curly A? It's joe@johu.com, all one word, J-O-E-W-H-O. And we started a little late tonight. You know, I've had some technical difficulties with the telephones, but hopefully that's all corrected now. You know, so I enjoy talking to you. I really, really do. I think you people are remarkable. I think what the people at BBS Radio are doing is remarkable. They're letting a format for us to come on and talk to you. Whether you think I'm full of beans or not, you know, that's your free will. That's your free will. If you think I'm full of junk, then fine. You know what? But it was my free will to try to impress upon you the fact that who we are. Oh, I know who I am, Joe. Well, yeah, you do. But there's things about you and attributes about you you don't even know. Yes, I do. No, you don't. There's things about me I still don't know. I'm still discovering. And trust me, my friends, I'm close to 60 years old. And the picture on my website is a year and a half old. If you think old, you get, oh, by the way, but I got to do this all the time, I don't wear a wig and I don't dye my hair, and that's me. You know, I've lectured at colleges and universities, and I always pick up on people thinking I got a wig on. I don't. My hair's been like that since I was a little boy because I got a widow's peak. If I comb my hair back, I look like Eddie Munster, and I got a scar on my forehead because I was a clumsy kid. I'm a clumsy adult. I mean, trust me. I mean, for some reason, old souls are clumsy, and I'm really clumsy. Either I'm a really old soul or I'm just clumsy, or both. But remember, we're great people. We're great spiritual beings. We're all part of the same family. Like I said, 97% of us are. And it's about time we start drawing ourselves together. It's about time we start to organize. Ah, but when you start to organize, the powers that be will see that and try to divert you in the most amazing ways. Stay focused. Your opinion should be your own. Don't base your opinions on the life of the world in 10 minutes of 10 o'clock news. Okay? News, you know, news used to give both sides. At least it did when I was a kid. Now news has become an entertainment media. And they have an agenda. Whether they're conservative or liberal, you know, they have an agenda. What scares me is our country from within is under attack. And this is our home. And you know what? The United States is like no other country in the world. We have more diversity here than anywhere else in the world. And that diversity, right now, is in danger. Our way of life is in danger. The battlegrounds are set. The chessboard is already up and running. So we'll get through it, but we got to stick together. I love all of you people. You take care, and we'll see you next week. Good night.